Amen. Our Father in heaven, we thank you again for your mercies. We bless you, God, for the testimonies we've heard. Thank you for being with your children. Oh Lord, for our brother, you've added another year to his life. And Father, oh God, to your son, we know that it was beyond human understanding that he could be treated that way. In some cases, such persons have been referred and sent back to their home country until the visa was due. But he received the presidential treatment. We bless you. We thank you also, God, for the life of our brother's elder brother. Oh Lord, how you helped him, all the expenses and the stress of traveling. By your grace, you intervened. He didn't have to go through all that. And this evening, we know, Lord, there are so many of your children who couldn't share their testimonies, and you've done so much for them. We want to thank you for all these testimonies. Receive all the glory in Jesus' name. Oh God, our Father, we have come again to renew our strength. We have come again to hear from you. We have come again to draw insight and understanding for your word. We have come again to be strengthened in our inner man. We have come again to get, oh God, where we want us to go. Lord, we pray, open our understanding, cause us to hear and to do your word in Jesus' name. To every fainting heart this evening, they will be strengthened. Oh God, every weak hand this evening, they will be strengthened. Holy Spirit divine, what can we do? How can we hear? Lord, give us understanding and let your word bless every soul today. Thank you because you have answered. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, before us here, we have the topic as we're going to be looking at it together, the overcoming life. The overcoming life. Before you overcome, you must have gone through some challenges or situations. If you don't have any challenge to overcome, then you cannot be an overcomer. And so let's look at our Bible together in 1 John chapter 5 from verse 1. 1 John chapter 5 from verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begeth loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandment. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Brethren, as students of the Bible, we know that the Bible is full of assurances of victory for his children. If the Lord knows that we're not going to have challenges, of course, there will be no need to assure us. We have those assurances because he knows there are some things we will face that will almost paralyze our hearts. That is why he sent those assurances beforehand. These assurances are meant to prepare our hearts because those challenges will come as we journey on our way to heaven. As his children, all we need do is to obey. When we obey him, it does not matter, brethren, the challenge could be spiritual or mundane things like job, accommodation, marriage, whatever. Remember, the word of God covers them. As it is written here in verse 4, For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. If you are born of God, the Bible says you are already an overcomer. And the question becomes, if I'm an overcomer, why then am I still in this challenge? Yes. That is why we are here this evening. That the Lord will open your eyes to understand what you need to do. And if the delay is according to the will of God, there is a reason for that delay. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name. Let's look at subheading number one, the foundation of the overcoming life. Foundation of the overcoming life. Before you become an overcomer, something must happen in your life. Again, back to 1 John chapter 5. This time around, we'll take verses 4 and 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You notice it there. You are born of God. You are born of God. You are a child of God. I will say, you, so long as you are born of God, you will overcome. You are an overcomer. In John chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. John 1, verse 11 and 12. The foundation. And he says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. There is a transition when you give your life to Jesus Christ. The power of God in the form of his salvation envelops you. That is to say that salvation is the foundation of the overcoming life. Genuine salvation experience ushers the new convert into God's family. And we've heard testimonies from those who just gave their life to Jesus. The joy, the excitement, wherein is so much. And some of them even utter, why did I not discover this way much earlier? In Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They are the sons of God. In verse 15, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, if you are a child of God, the Bible now says, know that you are an heir, heirs of God, and then joint heirs with Christ. For so be that, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Brethren, you see what it means here? Being a child of God. You are God's own. Now, members of this family of God, people of God, those that have given their life to Jesus, those that have accepted Christ into their hearts, those that made up their mind to walk in the cause of the laws of God, I mean the word of God, according to the grace of God upon them, in that family, they share one common feature in common, and that is power. Every one of them possesses power, like we saw in in Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received into them gave he power. Power, as we write that power vertically. Number one, what is the power? The P in power. They share one thing in common, purity of life. They have been washed. They are made new creatures. And the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. They are new. All the things that were associated with before, fighting, quarreling, fornication, masturbation, pornography, all those things are passed away. The blood of Jesus has washed those things away. They are new, new in the sight of God, new in the sight of men. And of course, all the things they committed before have been washed away. Number two, oh, they are open to God's word. Openness to God's word. They don't cherry pick where to read or where not to read. They don't select what to obey and which one not to obey. As the Lord leads them, they are open to the word of God. And they want to willingly, number three, W, there is that willingness to obey the Lord no matter what. They are willing to go any length to the Lord. They are willing to stake their life because they have found a pearl of great treasure. They are made up. In heaven, heaven bound, they go. E, exemplary lifestyle. Those people, they don't tell you, do as I say, but not as I do. You see Christ in them. And the Bible says, he that saith, he abideth himself, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. These new creatures in Christ, those who have got their foundations in him, the Bible, the unbelievers who do not have the opportunity to read the Bible, they see the Bible in them. All the things associated with children of darkness cannot be found in their lives. And finally, R. They are that representation of heaven wherever they go. They share the gospel at every opportunity. They are ambassadors for Christ anywhere they are. And brethren, to overcome, we've got to possess this power. And if you are there and you have this power in you, I want to tell you, the challenge you are going through is just but a temporary experience. Your salvation, I mean, in terms of deliverance, the power of God that will come and pull you out of that challenge is here today in Jesus' name. Amen. As we go to subheading number two, the forewarned trials of the overcoming life. Now, you have given your life to Jesus. As a child of God, you begin to wonder. Challenges begin to come from left, right, and center. Brethren, the Lord has already forewarned us. He has already told us beforehand that the Christian race is not a bed of roses. We are going to have challenges with men. Those who do not share in the same experience as we have. They will not find it easy with us. And you are here today, you are hearing the word of God. The Lord is talking to you. Be of good cheer. He says, I have overcome the world. In 1 John chapter 4, sorry, chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John 5, verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You are born of God, you will overcome. It is our birthright. You will overcome. In John chapter 16, verse 1. John, I'm sure you're opening your Bible with me, brethren. God bless you. John 16, verse 1. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you, look at the warnings he has sent beforehand to us. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Ye, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. Verse 4. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. Brethren, there are some experiences a child of God will go through, and that does not mean God has left you. That does not mean maybe you have committed the sin, but these are part of what adds up to your testimony. And the Lord has warned us earlier that these experiences are part and parcel of what you are going to see being his faithful follower in James chapter 1. Amen. My internet fluctuates. I want to be sure you are there. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much. James 1, verse 2. James 1, verse 2. And he says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, like Joseph fell into temptation. And God helped him, he overcame. Verse 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Here the Lord charges our heart also. So be of good cheer. You might fall into diverse temptations, or might find yourself into some unpleasant circumstances. There may be delays in answers to your prayers. There may be no job. You must have maybe concluded your programs. You've been writing applications and no response yet. Sometime you may not even be among those that have been pre-qualified at the interview stage. And he says, count it all joy. If you are a child of God, I mean, you have genuinely given your life to Jesus Christ, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. As humans who may be under one pressure or the other, be of good cheer. You are looking upon to God, maybe for whatever blessing, family-related blessing, anything whatsoever. Or you are going through some undue stress because of your faith at the place of work, from members of the family, these pressures that come on. But the Lord says, be of good cheer. Second Kings chapter 4. Let me throw this open now. Please read for us if you get there before me. Second Kings 4, 1 to 2. Help us to take it if you are there, please. Second Kings chapter 4. From verse 1 to 2.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 2.
Yeah.
Now, there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thy handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil.
Amen. Thank you very much. Amen. God bless you. So, brethren, you see a stress. The family was in here. The breadwinner of the home had gone. He served God faithfully. The Bible didn't tell us why he went into debt. Or why he even died. Maybe pressure, whatever, nobody knows. But eventually, he left a pile of debt. He faithfully served God. Someone that the wife told Prophet Elijah, you know my husband. He dutifully served the Lord. And brethren, this happened to God's own servant. If you are there, maybe your own pressure, your own trial could be as a result of debt. You find yourself into a huge debt. You've tried so much. And somehow the interim organization, whatever they call them, have been writing to you. You are confused. The Lord is talking to you this evening. All shall be well. Trials are common experiences of heaven-bound pilgrims. Of course, they are not meant to destroy you, but they are there to refine you and make you better. In moments of trial, again, vertically, let's look at trial. T-R-I-A-L. T, turn your attention to God. Trial should not be a time to complain, to cry inconsolably. That is the case here before us. Isaiah chapter 38 in verse 1. Isaiah 38 verse 1, I read from here. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Can you imagine this scenario? The national prophet, he whom this particular king has leaned on for several times for deliverance, brought a word. You will die. Prepare your house. What will you do? Give up? Cry? But that was not King Hezekiah. Number verse 2. Then Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. He cried. Not a hopeless cry. Some people cry hopeless cry. But Hezekiah cried on his knees. Like David said, he pitied my tears in the bottle. This type of cry cannot go unheard. While prophet Isaiah was going, he had not even gone to his place. In verse 4, then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer and have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. 15 years. And because he prayed, he didn't do like the children of Israel, who went to spy the promised land and came with evil report. And then everybody murmured and cried. And God said, because you said you cannot make it to the promised land, as you have spoken in my ears, so shall I do unto you. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. And brethren, let's be very careful. Whatever we say or do when we are under pressure. At that moment, everything uttered from an emotive heart always comes into fulfillment. Number R, reflect on your ways. Reflect on your ways. At the heat of our trials, at the heat of our temptations, at the heat of our tears, sit down and reflect. In Haggai chapter 1, verse, if you are there before me, please read for us. Haggai 1, 5 to 7. Okay, because of our time. Now, therefore, Haggai 1, 5 to 7. Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. These challenges I'm going through, is it because of the mistakes I have made? Is it because of one thing I neglected? Maybe I was disobedient to this instruction. Sit down and reflect. Some of the time we cry, we pray, Satan, I bind you, I bind you. It may just be solved by deep reflection so that you know what you did wrong or what you did not do wrong. Reflect, as a prophet Haggai was said, charging the children of Israel, because they have abandoned the work of God. Everybody went about doing their business. They left the house of God to rotting. Look at verse 6. Haggai 1, 6 now. You have so much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe ye, but there is no warm. And he that earneth wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. They walked like elephants, but they ate like rats. They busied themselves like bees, but they had no rest for all their toil. Consider your ways. Is it supposed to be so? Sit down. In some places in the book of Psalms, at the end of some verses, you hear the word Selah. Think and reflect. Is it because of the mistakes you have made, or neglect, or even laziness? Think. I inquire when overburdened. Inquire when overburdened. Sometimes we could be so saturated. At that point, we need to inquire. What do we mean by these? In James chapter 5, verse 13. James chapter 5, from verse 13. I read. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Inquire. Call for the elders and let them pray over him, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if you have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Brethren, when people of God come together to pray, something happens. Then when leaders come together to pray, something happens. God answers the prayers of his children, of his servants. You don't have to die in silence. You don't have to get so worried about, maybe they will tell other people about my challenges. Of course, no. You are dealing with people that are sincere. They've given their life to this work. You don't have to wait until you are overburdened and you get swallowed. Inquire. Seek counsel. You'll be surprised. What you think is insurmountable may just come from one solution somewhere, from a man of God. A, alienate from distractions. Sometimes, when we are burdened with challenges, solutions can just come by distancing yourself. Joseph remains a classic example. Before him, there was this temptation. Regularly, the woman pestering him, lie with me, lie with me. That could have been a sumptuous opportunity to those who don't know the Lord, but not Joseph. The day it came on the woman so heavy that she had to pull his clothes, Joseph ran. You will run in Jesus' name. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 22. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Brethren, Why will you not fall into temptation when you take delight in watching pornography? Why will you not fall into temptation when you masturbate, you inflame yourself, or you expose yourself to places where you can be tempted? Keep yourself far. The Lord, you see, don't take the grace of God for granted. Distance yourself from every appearance of evil. Why would you even want to think that you should attend pub houses or nightclubs, parties, that they drink and they smoke and they dance all through the night? And you are crying, you have one affliction there, you have bad dreams there. A child of God, distance yourself from such places. L, live with heaven in view. Now, you have turned your attention to God. You've reflected so much, and then you know that everything is all right. Leaders have prayed for you. You have been far. You kept yourself far from those distractions. Live with heaven in view. Live with heaven in view. In Job chapter 19. Job chapter 19 in verse 26. Job 19 in verse 26. And I read. And it says, "And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God." This is a man who has made up his mind to go with the Lord, no matter the challenge. Verse 27. "Whom I shall see for myself, and my eye shall behold and not another, though my reins be consumed within me." Job was not a hit and run believer. And there are so many hit and run believers. They pray 1, 2, 3 days. It's like delays was there. Pian, they go, you know, in the part of Nigeria where I come from, there's one street you call it Rumola. It's a community. There used to be a cluster of so many taxi drivers. And then, those who they are known for, I mean, the taxi drivers, they are known for their impatience. As they come out and they are shouting, "Rumola, Rumola, Rumola," before you know, the taxi man went, pyam, he jumps and drives off. There are so many believers that are like Rumola taxi drivers. Impatient. But for Joe, he said, "I am going to stay here. Even though my skin once destroyed this body, yet in my flesh I will see God. He answers me, I will appreciate him. If he delays, you come here, I'm see here." Like somebody will call it, "I die here." What are we talking about? Persistence and consistency. Hit and run is not a virtue for kingdom pilgrims. Stay. God will answer you in Jesus' name. Amen. Finally, the faith for the overcoming life. The faith for the overcoming life. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews 11, verse 1. I read from here, and he says, "Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." We don't see, that's why it is faith. If it is seen, it's no more faith. Trials come in different shapes and sizes. However, faith is the fundamental thing to possess. Faith requires that you do again, or write them vertically, F-A-I-T-H, faith, fear nothing. When you have faith, you fear nothing. What will you fear when God is with you? The Lord has given you a hammer to knock every fear aside. Fear nothing. In Isaiah chapter 43. But you say, "Pastor, I don't understand. My own seem to be different." Fear nothing. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. "But now thus says the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, For I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Oh, what a promise. Thou art mine. How do you feel when you see Finland has just elected a new president? And then this is his son. He's in the same class with you. Brethren, that I'm a child of the Most High God. The Bible says, I am his. Brethren, the problem we have is that we have not really deeply thought about who God is and our privilege as co-heirs with Christ. Verse 2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Are you going through water now? God is here with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. That is to say that thou shalt not even escape. Nothing to remember that we are in that situation. Are you going through any delay for whatever reason? God says, I don't keep time. 1,000 years is like a day, the sight of God, and a day is like 1,000 years. When I visit you, all the days of your mourning will be wiped out completely. Fear nothing. I'm getting old. Fear nothing. My certificate is getting sterile because it's been long I graduated. Fear nothing. Fear nothing. If this is what you go home with this evening, fear nothing. Nothing to be afraid of. Hey, activate the I can attitude. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Philippians 4, 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Brethren, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, the whole course of things happens to teach us faith. We need only obey, but by lowly listening, we will hear the right word. I can. How will you? Do you think that a responsible father will take his son to the middle of the road and abandon him? Whether a car's moving, that the boy be knocked down. If men can't do that, that God will bring you from Africa down to Europe here. Temporarily, you are going through unemployment. Temporary things are not working well. And you think that you've been abandoned? It's not possible. I invoke God's promises. Invoke God's promises. Psalm 84, verse 34. Psalm 84, verse 34. I read, and it says, sorry, Psalm 89. Psalm 89, verse 34. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the things that is gone out of my lips. In the U.S. now, they are going through the primaries, election, and so on. The politicians are promising heaven and earth. The same thing happens in Africa. Electioneering period, a period of promises. Our God is not a politician. He is not seeking for your votes. He said, I cannot break my covenant. What did he say? I will heal you. Your test may be because you're going through E-head. Your healing is coming. Invoke God's promises. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And he says, by whose stripes you are healed. That is the word. Hold it. It does not matter how long that sickness, it must go. Don't be like you know, that water than the word of God, the promises of God, with negative confessions. T, towards every opposing suggestion. Suggestions will come from your mind. Are you sure? Like the devil met Eve, has God said, tell the devil, get behind me. Time will fail me to read the Ephesians chapter 11, chapter 6 from verse 1. But don't allow any negative thoughts to water down the promises of God. Believe him. Our God does not lie. He's a faithful God. And finally, hold your ground. Like we saw before, Job says, even if I die in this condition, my spirit will see the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verse 58, 1 Corinthians 15, 58, and the Bible says, therefore, my beloved brethren, that was Paul writing to the Corinthian believers, be a steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Abounding, unmovable, steadfast. I die here. I remain here. He will meet me here. He will see me here. He will answer me here. According to Henry Ward Beecher, he says, we are always in the fall, on the anvil. By trials, God is shaping us for higher things. What is your own trial? Sickness, the Lord is here to heal you. Delay for whatever, God is there. Immigration, here on this platform. Brethren, we have prayed. There are some cases we prayed upon. He we prayed for here that was like from a human perspective, it was not possible. That deportation upon deportation have come, and we prayed here on this platform, this Zoom platform, and we canceled it. And if you are there, you're facing immigration challenge, key into the promises of God and also the testimonies of our brethren, your own will come in Jesus' name. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Brethren, the overcomer's life, the overcoming life. What is your own challenge? The Lord is here today. Shall we pray? Shall we pray? First of all, remember the foundation. Are you born again? Are you born again? Do you know him? Pastor, please, you can take over.
I want to continue in prayer. We know him, and the pastor rounded it up. We want to settle this foundation matter with the Lord. As many as received him, his word says, he gave them power to become the sons of God. This evening, the call of the Lord has come unto us again. Or we need to assess our lives. The foundation to this overcoming life is to be born again. This moment, this evening, you want to present yourself before the altar of the Lord. You want to assess your life in the mirror of God's word again and anew. And when we say that, am I in the number? Is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? As many as received him, have you received him? To them, he gave them power. Power to overcome, power to triumph, power to live above temptation, power to live above triumph, power to become sons and daughters of God. Oh, this evening, we want to come to the Lord. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. What has become new in your life? Since you profess to be born again, what has changed in your life? What were you saved from? What have you been saved into? Oh, this evening, you are presenting yourself before the Lord. Let's lay the solid foundation. The Lord is calling. I stand at the door and I knock. If any man will hear my voice, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. The call of God has come unto us afresh and anew. The Lord is saying, my son, give me thy heart. My daughter, give me thy heart. My friend, give me thy heart. Oh, this evening, let's come to the Lord and say, Lord, we have come to ask for mercy. We have come to build a solid foundation with him. We have come to mend every broken part of the foundation. Maybe you had the foundation. Maybe a part is broken, broken by sin. A part is broken, broken by allowing and indulging in some form of evil and ignorance. You want to mend that part of the foundation. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I, the Lord, will give you rest. My dear brother, my dear sister, let's take this one important and very necessary. Let's come to the Lord and say, Lord, here am I. Lord, here am I. Genuine salvation experience ushers us into the new covenant. You want to tell the Lord, Lord, this real experience of the new birth. Maybe you know about it. Maybe you have heard about it. Maybe you have read about it, but you have not experienced it. Tonight you can experience it. Tonight you can have it. Tonight you can receive it. Call on him. Ye shall seek me and shall find me when ye shall seek for me with all your heart. We are seeking the Lord with all our heart tonight. We must overcome all the trials of life, but we can only do so when we are able to overcome the trials of sin, when we are able to overcome the temptations of sin, when we are able to overcome the challenge of sin. This evening, you want to come to the Lord and say, Lord, here am I. Any part, any form of sin or evil that has triumphed over you in times past or tonight, you want to say, Lord, let not therefore sin reign in my mortal body. Let not therefore sin triumph over my soul. Let not therefore sin triumph over my spirit. I cry, I pray, I go out for evangelism, I do all of that, yet you are burdened with one particular sin. Oh, tonight, there is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the resurrected King. There is power at the altar. There is power in the blood of the Lamb. Tonight, call on him. Oh Lord, we have come. Yes, there is power in the blood of Jesus. My brother, he can wash you. My sister, he can forgive you. My dear friend, he can make you clean. He can make you pure. He can make you righteous. Oh, tonight, why won't you call on him? As many as receive him tonight. Receive him tonight. Receive him tonight. And after you have received him, he will give you that power. The power to triumph, the power to be called a son and a daughter, the power to be called into the family of God, the power to be co-heirs with Christ, the power to be a child of the Lord. This evening, we have come, my brother, settle it with the Lord. Tell the Lord, this problem has triumphed over me. These gods have triumphed over me. This sin has triumphed over me. But Lord, tonight I have come seeking your mercy, seeking your mercy, seeking your mercy. Oh, tonight the Lord will do it. My dear friend, as a child, Bible say thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make you wise unto salvation, which are able to make you wise unto salvation. Don't say I am a child. Don't say I'm a youth. Don't say I'm a little boy. Jesus died for you also. Jesus died to forgive you also. Jesus died to make you whole also. Why won't you come and say, Lord, I want to be born again. I want to overcome sin. I want to live like Christ. I want to live an overcoming life. Ah, he came that he might redeem us from the curse of the law. this evening, we want the Lord to do this perfect work of grace in our life. We want the Lord to show us great mercy. We want the Lord to show us great mercy. You want the Lord to show you great mercy. My dear brother, don't go out of this meeting today with the burden of sin. Don't go out today with the guilt of sin. Don't go out today without the assurance of being born again. Tonight it can happen. Today it can happen. This very hour it can happen. Call unto Him. His word tells us if we confess our sin, if we confess our sin, you know them. Mention it unto the Lord. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, this evening, the Lord is standing at the door of your heart. The Lord is standing at the door of your heart. The Lord is standing at the door of your heart. Let's get this foundation right. Every other thing, the Lord will take care of. Let's get this foundation right. Every other thing the Lord will take care of. Let's get this foundation right. Every other thing the Lord will intervene. But there must be that assurance in your heart. Bible says, if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. If your heart condemns you, God is greater than your heart. If our heart condemns us not, oh, then we have confidence before the Lord. This evening you want to come and settle it with the Lord. Ah, that same particular one that is triumphing over you, you want to ask the Lord for mercy. Don't run away from the presence of the Lord. Bible says, let that devil come boldly. When the weight of sin is on your shoulder, come boldly to the throne of grace. When the weight of sin is pressing you down, come boldly to the throne of grace. When the burden and the guilt of sin is weighing you on, it is not making you be able to pray aright. It is not giving you the opportunity to pray aright. Let us come boldly in that manner unto the throne of grace, where we may find grace and mercy, and find grace to help in time of need, where we will find pardon, where we will find forgiveness, where we will find mercy before the Lord. Oh, this evening the Lord is willing. Whosoever is willing and is coming, whosoever is willing and will come before the Lord will have mercy. The Lord will have mercy. The Lord will have mercy. Are you a child here? The Lord will have mercy. Are you a youth here? The Lord will have mercy. Yes, He can do it. Yes, He will do it. If only you will call upon Him. Say, Lord, I am tired. I am tired of all the burden of sin. Oh, tonight the Lord will do it, and He will give you the power. He will give you the power. Receive the power as a child. Receive the power of the daughter of Christ. Receive the power of the daughter of the Lord. Receive the power from on high. The power to overcome. He gives us the purity of life. Oh, this evening you want to come to the Lord. Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. After He has settled the foundation, He builds on that foundation with purity in the heart. Tell the Lord, I receive this purity of heart. I receive this pardon and the power from on high, the openness to God's word. Thank God you are here tonight because you are open unto His word. Tell the Lord, Lord, give me the grace to give myself over to the word, to give myself unto the word. As we are willing to hear the word, we must be willing to obey. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Let's tell the Lord, He will help us to exemplify Christ. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. Oh, we want to pray and tell the Lord that we will represent Christ wherever we find ourselves. That is the power He gives us as children of Him. That is the power He gives us. And tonight, He's looking for a man, and tonight he's looking for somebody to give him that power, to give her that power, to fill him with that power. Receive the power to be a child of God. Receive the power to be a partaker of his kingdom. Oh, the Lord will do it for you. In the name of Jesus, let's tell the Lord that the Lord will do it for us tonight. The Lord will take us through. In Jesus' mighty name, we are pray. You know, there are times that there are some trials that may come to us. Maybe we are going through one trial or the other. Maybe we are going through one challenge or the other. Are you supposed to throw your hands in despair? No, we are going to pray and come to the Lord. Number one, we are going to turn our attention onto the Lord. What is that challenge in your life? Look at Hezekiah. Hezekiah wouldn't turn his eyes onto the people around. He turned his eyes onto the Lord. This evening, you want to lift up a prayer before the Lord and say, Lord, look at this trial that I'm going through. Look at this challenge that I'm going through. Turn your eyes onto the Lord. Turn your attention onto the Lord. And for the Lord will intervene for you. Oh, that trial must not drive you away from his presence. That trial must not drive you away from the time of prayer. You know, for many people, because he's going through one trial or the other, he will not even find time to come to church. He will not have time to read the Bible. He will not be there when prayer is being made. Turn your eyes unto the Lord. Turn your eyes unto the Lord, my dear brother. Yet the challenge is there. The trial is there. The difficulty is there. It is only Christ that can take it away. Why won't you turn your eyes unto him and say, Lord, here am I. Let's behave like Hezekiah. Hezekiah turned his eye and said, Lord, see what I have done. See how I have turned your people unto you. Turn your eyes unto the Lord. Let's reflect on our way. Oh, my dear brother, let's reflect on our way. As we come to the presence of the Lord, we need to take store. We need to reflect in our life. Where have you done wrong? Where have you not obeyed? What challenge? What have we done that may warrant the trial? You want to cry out unto the Lord and say, Father, here am I. This evening, I have come, O Lord, to inquire. I have come to inquire. I need you, Lord, even to open my eyes. You want to part ways with the form of destruction, with those objects of trial, with those objects of temptation. You want to tell the Lord, Father, tonight we have come. We want to alienate from every form of destruction. Lord, we want to live with heaven in view. The challenge will not take us away from your presence. In the time of the challenge, should the rapture happen, Lord, we will not be left behind. Help us to live with heaven in view. Help us to live with your grace in view. Help us to live, Father, with assurance that the Lord will intervene for us. Oh, Lord, help us. Turn your eyes unto Jesus. Oh, turn your eyes upon Jesus. My dear brother, look not at what man can do, but let's look at what the Lord will do. Let's look at what he has promised us. Let's look at what he says he will do in our life. This evening, the Lord will intervene for you. This evening, the Lord will come through for you. If only you are going to cry out unto him and say, Father, here am I. These are my trials. These are my challenges. Yours may be different from mine. Mine may be different from the other brother. His may be different from the other sister. And that is why you want to come and open up unto the Lord. Lord, it is my marriage. Lord, it is my payment. Lord, it is my health. Lord, it is my finances. Oh, the Lord will intervene. The Lord will intervene. For Job, it was his health. Oh, for Paul, it was his health. That the Spirit perfected him. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. For that woman, it was a burden that was on her. Death that was swallowing her. The people had come to take their children away. Oh, is there the burden of debt? Is it debt that is looming over you? The bank is always on your neck. You want to say, Lord, I have come to turn unto you. Intervene for me. Lord, intervene for me. Whatever the trial, whatever the delay, whatever the challenge, is there anything too hard for him? Is there anything too difficult for our God? This is the moment for us to be restored. This is the year of our restoration. You want to tell the Lord, no challenge will go with us into the new month. No trial will go with us into the new day. No problem will go with us into the new year. This year, the Lord will intervene. From today, the Lord will intervene. From this hour, the Lord will intervene. My brother, petition it before the Lord. My brother, tell it before the Lord. Lord, this is my challenge. Be specific before the Lord. Lord, this is my need. Be specific before him. And say, Father, this need of mine, this challenge of mine, this problem of mine, this pain of mine, Lord, intervene for me. My brother, build yourself in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Building up yourself in your most holy faith. We need faith to believe. But Jesus said unto them, and he answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Believe the promises of the Lord. Believe the words of the Lord. Have faith in his word. Oh, God is not a man that he will lie. Whatever he has said, he had the power to do. Whatever he has said, he had the track record to do. Whatever he has said, he had the ability to do. He is not a man to lie. Why won't you carry your challenge unto him and say, Lord, this is what you have said in your way. Lord, this is what you have mentioned in your way. I have come to claim. I have come to receive. I have come to receive them. Oh, build up yourself, my brother, in your most holy faith. Pray in the strength of the Holy Ghost and pray in the power of the Holy Ghost that the Holy Ghost will turn every trial away. Receive the faith to overcome. Receive the faith to overcome. Receive the faith to overcome. Pray and ask the Lord, Lord, give me the faith to overcome. Let's ask the Lord, we will not be afraid of the challenges that may rise itself against us. You will not be afraid of the terror by day or the arrow that flies by noonday. You will not be afraid of anything. You are telling the Lord, the Bible says, fear not, thou warm chicken, fear not. Oh, the Lord will come through for you. What time I am afraid, Lord, I will trust you. What time I am petty, Lord, I will look up. What time I am afraid, Lord, I will hold on to your promise. My dear brother, activate the I can attitude. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. They say that paper that is difficult to write, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. They say that challenge in your finances, you say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I will put in the application. I will put in the position. I will go in, and by the grace of God, I can do it. I am well able. I am well able. We are well able to possess the land. We are well able to possess our possession. This day, you are telling the Lord, Lord, I receive the faith to overcome. I receive the faith to overcome. Invoke the promises of God. Oh, there are countless, numerous promises of God. There is one particular that will meet the need of your challenge. Have you activated that promise? Have you activated the promise on health? They said that I am the Lord. He said he will restore unto us health and cure, and he will heal our sicknesses, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying himself took away our sicknesses. Himself took away our sicknesses. They said the challenge of job, a man's gift, Bible says, will make room for him. Receive the challenge of family reunification. Husband, dwell with them according to knowledge. The Lord said, I will do exceeding abundantly above. Oh, have you invoked that promise of God to meet that challenge of your life? Tonight you want to say, Lord, this need in my life, this is the accompanying promise. I receive the promise. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. He will provide all things. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. He will provide the healing. He is Jehovah Tikenu, the Lord our righteousness. Are you battling with sin? Claim the promise of righteousness. Oh, the Lord will do it. They say, I will guide you in my heart. I will guide you in the way which you should go. When you pass through the rivers, I will be with you. When you go through the fire, I will be there with you. When we go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will be with you. What is that challenge that has not found a corresponding promise in the way? Claim that promise tonight. You are telling the Lord, Lord, any opposed sin suggestion from the enemy. The enemy is saying, are you still going to that church? Are you still going for prayer? My brother, jettison that opposing thought. Jettison that opposing thought. Bring into captivity that thought. Job said, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. You want to believe the Lord and say, Lord, this thought is from the pit of hell. I jettison them tonight. I am believing you for a breakthrough. I am believing you for a possession. I am trusting you, Father, to intervene in my life. My dear brother, the Lord will do it for you. Hold on to your ground. Hold your ground tonight and say, Lord, here am I. Lord, here am I. Lord, here am I. By trials, the Lord is shaping you for higher things. By trials, the Lord is shaping you for greater height. Oh, yes, that is why Job could testify. Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Yet I will trust him. For my Redeemer liveth. And tonight, you want to ask the Lord, Lord, give me the grace, the faith to overcome, the faith to overcome. Whatever the trial, whatever the challenge, whatever the difficulty that seems unsurmountable, tonight you are receiving the grace to overcome. You are receiving the strength to overcome. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world. Why? Because greater is he that is in us. Greater is he that is in you, my brother. Greater is he that is in you, my sister. Greater is he that is in you, my dear friend. He is greater than all your trials. He is greater than all your problems. If only you can see the Lord as mighty as he is. Oh, all your challenges, he will roll away. We bless your name because, Lord, we know you are better. Lift up your voice and worship the name of the Lord. Lift up your voice and adore the name of the Lord. For tonight, oh, the Lord has done us well. He has built and we have received the foundation. Every trial, we have received faith to overcome. Oh, worship the name of the Lord. You are going out into the new week, into the weekend with strength in your heart. You are going into the new week with faith to overcome. Any form of trial, any form of temptation, you have overcome already. Bless the name of the Lord. Worship the name of the Lord. Adore the name of the Lord. We thank you, Father. We worship you, God, for what you have done for us, for what you are doing in our life, and what you will yet do in our life. Receive all the praises, receive all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Father, we thank you once again. We bless you for this moment of prayer. Thank you, Father, for opening our eyes to see the overcoming life and the power that you give unto people who come and receive you. Father, we pray that tonight every foundation that is broken, any foundation here that has not been laid, we have come, Father, to lay and to receive and to build that foundation. Lord, I pray that as many that has come and have received and have asked that you come into their life to forgive, you will wash, you will cleanse, and you receive them unto yourself in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray any foundation that has been broken here by virtue of sin, by virtue of negligence, tonight, Lord, we pray that the blood of Jesus will repair and will restore such in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have made us to understand in times of trial to look up unto you, turn our eyes unto you. Lord, we pray that whatever the trials that we may be going through, whatever the challenges that your people have gone through in times past, Lord, we pray as you look up unto you, you will look down from heaven unto us and remove every such trial from our lives in the name of Jesus. Your word says, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Lord, we have come to ask for faith, abiding faith, overcoming faith, faith that will triumph over all trials. Lord, I pray that every single one of us on this platform, our faith you will increase, our faith you will multiply, our faith you will add up unto from tonight in the name of Jesus. And whatever the trial that the enemy may bring our way, whatever the pain and the difficulty that we have gone through in the past, tonight standing on the promises of God, invoking and receiving and applying the promise of God, we will be more than conquerors tonight in the name of Jesus. As we go into the weekend and into the new week, Lord, we pray that we will triumph over every trial that may pose and that may come to us in Jesus' name. Our pastor, you have used to bless us tonight. Lord, we pray that evermore you will increase him, evermore you will fill him, evermore, Lord, you will be a blessing to your church in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray that as your people have found time to come unto you, you will bless each and every one of us here tonight. We thank and we bless you, dear Lord, for in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. Amen.